Welcome to the Daily International OU to Hillel in Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rishon, the 12th day of the month of Av. I hope that everyone had a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm happy to share that, thank God, South Florida is out of the cone of uncertainty and that the hurricane was downgraded to a tropical storm. Thank you, all of you, for your tefillot, for your prayers, and for all of those who reached out for your good wishes. Although still a bit windy and wet, we now look forward with great excitement, enthusiasm, and zeal to the return of the heat and humidity. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Benny Berlin, Mora d'Asra of the Bach Jewish Center in Long Beach, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Berlin slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Chaf Lamed, which are chapters 20, 27, and 130. Will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Acheinu. We will conclude the call, as we always do, with a brief conversation with Rabbi Berlin to learn more about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Berlin.
Hi, Naftali. Thank you so much for having me. So I'm going to begin with the inspirational idea from this week's Parsha, Parsha Zekev. There's a Meshech Chachma that says something fascinating. He says that there are two brachot, there are two blessings, which are midoraisa, which are biblically mandated. One of them is sourced in this week's Parsha. Birchas Hamazon, the grace after meals, after we have bread and a meal, we bench. And in this week's Parsha, it says, V'achalta v'zavata v'racha, that you'll eat, be satisfied, and you're going to bless. Now that is one of the biblical commandments that is given in this week's Parsha, that's a blessing. The other one is Birchas HaTorah, the blessing that you recite before learning words of Torah. And that's sourced in the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Habogodol Elokeinu. Now what's interesting is that these two brachos, these two blessings, have an inverse relationship with one another. If you'll notice, benching is after you eat the meal. But Birchas HaTorah, the blessing recited over Torah, is before you learn. So why is that? Now before I get into the answer, I just want to say this has halakhic ramifications, you know, in terms of Jewish law, in that if you can't remember if you benched, there's a concept of safek deraisa l'chumrah, that when there's a doubt of something that's biblical, we always go a little more stringent, so we would require that person to bench if they can't remember, whereas if they can't remember if they made a bracha rishona, that first blessing, we wouldn't require them to make that bracha again, because of the concept of safek bracha v'hakel, when there's a question of a blessing that is only rabbinic, d'rabbanan, then we go more lenient. So what's interesting is like this. If you take these two brachas, the inverse relationship is fascinating in that when I'm full, right, and then I have to bench, that actually is not so natural. It's more natural for me to be thankful to God when it's after Tisha B'Av and I'm so hungry and I have this beautiful meal on the table and I say, you know, thank you so much, God. Thank you for this meal. And it's easier to make a bracha rishona, that first bracha. But after you're satisfied, the next thing that one wants to do is just get up from the table. Then God says, no, at that point, v'chalta v'zavata v'racha, you have to eat, be satisfied, and give a bracha. And when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, I don't know for those who are listening to this Torah idea right now, but there's a little bit of resistance when it comes to hearing words of Torah. At the beginning, how long is the speaker going to speak for? Checking the watch. But then after you get past the initial resistance, it's actually very enjoyable. Wow, I really enjoyed that Torah thought. And it's interesting that it's actually harder to be appreciative of words of Torah at the beginning of the process. It's only at the end do we go, wow, that intellectually was so stimulating. Perhaps spiritually that was so enlivening. And the Torah goes out of its way to mandate making a bracha when it's not natural. You bless God for giving us the mitzvah of learning Torah before you learn, and you bless God for the mitzvah of being able to thank Him for the food after you're full. In our lives as well, there are situations when gratitude is easy, and sometimes when gratitude is not as natural. It's actually, I would say, psychologically easier to be thankful to someone on the street that does you a kindness than someone who is in your home, and you're habituated to them, and perhaps they do this kind thing for you on a daily basis, and it might be easier to take it for granted. And that's why the Torah is creating a mitzvah to try to exercise that muscle of gratitude. We're called Yehudim. We're called Jews. The Yehudim comes from the word Hodah, which means to be thankful. It's seared within our genetic makeup, this concept of gratitude, and that is what the Torah is doing. It's training us how to be more great people, how to be more grateful people. So now I'm going to begin with the Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, and I'll recite it slowly for everyone to follow along. Samtseach mizmor le David, Yahancha Adonai miyom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha, Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Yolascha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Achil Vavecha, V'chol atascha yimalei, v'ranina v'shu asecha, u'v'sheim Eloheinu nirzo, yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yedati ki yoshiya Adonai, v'shicho yaneu mishmei kacho, Big Vuro Tisha Yamino Eile Varechem Eile Vasusim Vanachnu Vishem Adino Eile Naski Hema Karu Rafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodon Adino Yoshia Melch Yaneinu. And now, Perek Chaf Zion, chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai, Ohori Vishi Mimira, Adinano Sayai Mimiasan, Vikrovalai Mirem Lecho. Es bisari tzarai bevaili heima kashtu v'nefalu im tachane alai machane lo ira libi im takum alai milchama v'zos ani voteya acha she'alti mi'ei sadunai Ohosa avakei shifti veis Adonai, kol yimei chayai, v'achazot v'noam Adonai, levaker beichalo. Ki yitzpeneini, besuko b'yom ra, tastireini v'seisir ahalo, besu yomeini. V'yata yarum roshi al yovai, Divosai v'yezvecha v'yalom Divchei surah shira v'azam la Adonai Shema Adonai koli ekra V'chaneini v'aneini V'echo amar li v'akshu V'nai esfanecha Adonai avakei אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תפי אף עבדך, עזרסי יעיסו אל תשעני, ואל תעזבני אלי אישי, כי אבי azavuni vadina yasveini. Hareini Adonai takecha uncheini. Siyarech mishor leman shor eroi. Al sitneini v'nefesh orai. Ki kamu vi edei sheker. Tifei achamot. Lulemati lirot v'tub adenai. V'yaretz chayim. Kaveh el adenai chazach v'yamets libecha. V'kaveh el adenai. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir amalos imamakim karsicha adenai. Adenai shema mekorli. Tiyanos nechagashuvos v'kol tachnunoi. Im avonos tishmoya adenai miyamon. Kim chasicha leman tivarei. Kivisi Adonai yevzanashi v'levaroch alti. Nafshi l'adonai v'shem l'boker shomim l'boker. Yachel yisrael Adonai. Kim Adonai yachesed v'beimo fidu. V'hu yiftes shoel. We're now going to be saying Amisha Berech L'cholim, prayer for the sick. Please insert the name of your ailing loved ones at the pause. Amisha Berech Abaseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Farape Et Acholim Yitzcholo. Ba'avur shkol hakahal espalim ba'avuram. Eskharzeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachem aleihem. Rachlimam urachosam urachazikam urachiyosam. Yishlach lehem mehira fu shlema min ha'shamayim. L'chol evreihem ul'chol gideihem esok sha'ar cholei yisrael. Refuas ha'nefesh urefuas ha'guf. Hasha ba'agolo v'zman kariv. And now for Achenu, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanasuna V'Sara V'Shivya Homdim Vein Bayam Vein Bayabasha Hamakam Irachim Aleihem V'Yotzim V'Mafele Ora M'Shibud Ha'Geula Hashra Bagala V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Berlin. As we segue into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
Vasily, thanks so much for having me. I hope you and your family are doing well. My family and the families at the Bach Jewish Center, thank God, are doing well. We definitely have weathered some tricky storms, but we remain with the mantra that we're physically distant but socially together. And we've come up with some creative ideas, and we're reminded that we are here for one another.
Amazing. Very happy to hear that. So let's get started. For our listeners who might not be as familiar with Long Beach, would it be possible to give us a basic overview of the shul and the community in general?
Absolutely. So many people don't know that the Bach Jewish Center was founded in the 1940s, one of Long Island's most prestigious and oldest synagogues. And what makes our community unique is that we offer an affordable out-of-town feel within close proximity to Jewish amenities, like local schools, eruvs, mikvahs, and a plethora of kosher establishments. You know, I joke with my friends that you can't really have a community without a pizza shop. So, of course, we have a pizza shop. But for example, there are many gardens and preschools, including the Chabad of Oceanside and four local JCCs, Long Beach, Oceanside, Lawrence, Lynbrook. And we have Hal, Bahafter, Hank, Yeshiva Katana, past that age. We have an eruv. You know, it's a hospital place for young families. And kosher-wise, we have, you know, a lot of Long Beach. We're also 25 minutes away from the five towns. We have our own butcher and bakery. And I know for a fact there are people that come in from the five towns to come visit because of the great par of baked goods. And like I mentioned, we have the pizza and the Asti place. And Seasons in Lawrence and Gourmet Glot and Cedarhurst, they deliver to Long Beach. So our shul has, you know, has a lot of the amenities that, that are offered, but it has that out-of-town feel. We have about 100
Amazing.
Members, but thank God we're growing. And in fact, just, you know, to share with you, Naftali, I've only been here since June, but we have six young couples that have moved in or will be moving in the next couple of weeks, which is
Wow.
very exciting for us.
That's truly incredible. Wow. And you really started your job in the middle of everything.
Nothing like starting a job in a pandemic. You can only imagine.
Right. So you haven't been there that long, but perhaps you could share with us in the brief time that you've been there. We've talked a lot about growth during this time. We've heard some amazing stories. Some of the bottom has shared what they've called their miracle stories or stories of incredible generosity and chesed and loving kindness. Anything on the topic you could share with us?
Sure. So one of the things that is so special about the shul, and candidly, when Sarah and I were discussing what a rabbinate was going to look like, we were looking forward to community-wide havdalas. Like, we're coming from OEJLIC Queens, right? So, like,
mm-hmm.
I had this image of all the college kids, you know, swaying as we usher out Shabbos together. So we wanted to bring that OEJLIC feel to the shul and usher out Shabbos together. And we actually were planning on doing that as a way to create community. You know, the singing of havdalah, you know, I enjoy Chazanis a lot, something that I really was looking forward to, you know, having a guitar. And then, you know, now we're in the middle of a pandemic. People, when they come to shul, it's really, you know, we have masks on, they're socially distant, and they want to get out as quickly as possible. So we're trying to think, how are we still going to have that Havdalah experience? So we had this idea of the virtual Havdalah. So we're on Facebook Live and on Instagram Live. And what's incredible is that we've been doing this now for 3 weeks, and we had more than 375 people joined in the second week.
Wow.
Of March. So you have to understand
Amazing.
Something, okay? You know, you have to understand that, as I mentioned, our shul has 100 members, right? So more than two-thirds of the people joining are not even in our shul. So it is a sense that the pandemic has brought the broader Jewish community together, because we're no longer just, you know, focused on who's in our immediate vicinity, you know, who's on our block. Now we're thinking about more Kol Yisrael Rivim Zeh V'Zeh. You know, when there's a Havdalah after Shabbos, a Jew from any community can join us. It doesn't just have to be the Bach Jewish Center in Long Beach. If anyone on this call wants to join us this Motzei Shabbos, 9:30 p.m. as a shameless plug, we welcome you to do so. Because, you know, if you go onto our pages, our Facebook pages, Bach Long Beach, so as well as Instagram, join us, because you'll see this amazing community that is coming together and ushering out the Shabbos in Achdus.
It's truly special. And Rabbi Brillin, you alluded to earlier, coming from Queens, from the OUJLIC. For our listeners who might not be familiar with it, would it be possible to share with us a little bit about what your time there was like and what OUJLIC does on campus?
Sure. OUJLIC was a remarkable experience for my wife and I. Incredible, this program that the OU has created. Basically, they put couples on various college campuses that serve the students there. So when I was at Queens College with my wife, we oversaw over 1,000 Orthodox students on campus. And even though it is a transient school of sorts, right? Because it's a commuter school, we helped build the community by having the Shal Shittis at our home, by offering shirim, by offering pastoral care. And the college age is certainly a very, it's a very important age in development. People are they're still figuring themselves out. Their personalities are still being crystallized. So the fact that the OU has created this program, that JLIC is on these campuses to be there for these college students, to guide them at such an important transition period in their lives, is to understand for many of these college kids, it's the first time they're on their own. They're out of their family homes, and they're by themselves with roommates on college. And the fact that the OUJLIC program is there is so essential. And although I've now moved on to the pulpit, I joke with my wife, I feel like we're running our shul like a JLIC, in the sense of the personal connections and all the things that I learned on the college campus I brought with me to the pulpit.
Amazing. Well, you know what? It's a great it's a great area and a great place for Rabbanim, for rabbis to start at JLIC, the OU JLIC. And just for our listeners who may not be aware, JLIC stands for the Jewish Learning Initiative on Campus. It's a really remarkable program that the OU runs in many college campuses around the country. But for rabbis themselves, it's a really wonderful opportunity to really serve as kind of a training ground to go into the community. And by the way, not a bad thing to run your shul and community with the approaches in the way that you did on campus as well. For just time for one more question. At the moment, the Bach, are you currently back in the building? Are minyanim happening inside and outside? Where are things at the present moment?
Yeah, so we came in June 1st. We're an OU shul. We followed the OU guidelines, so we didn't even have minyanim until June 3rd. So I came in, moved in our stuff. We didn't have minyanim yet. We started off with minyan just strictly to 10 people, you know, with masks and social distancing. And as, you know, we phased into allowing more quorums together, what we did was we had davening outside in the basketball court with everyone with masks, and you can't get any better ventilation than that. And as is, and you know, we've been in constant conversation with doctors and the like, trying to make sure that we do everything, you know, listen to Shiras Adin to make sure that our congregants are safe. And now we are doing minyanim inside the building, but again, you know, we're very, very careful that everyone has to wear masks, everyone is socially distanced, make sure that the numbers are in a way that everyone could have ample space and room to be able to daven, but still be able to daven with the minyan.
Amazing. Rabbi Berlin, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of what truly sounds like a remarkable community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, blessings, success, and good help. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Daron Lazarus of the Midwest Torah Center in South Bend, Indiana. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.